This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
Hi, guys. We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOC-DALI. All right, they are now calling the Zika virus epidemic, quote-unquote, invisible. They say for half a year now, Tom Frieden, researcher and colleagues have been trying to get their grips around what is going on with Zika, and we are being told that it is acting, it's a quote unquote invisible epidemic that is unfortunately causing destruction in its path until we realize it after these babies are born. We've been talking about Zika over and over and over again on the show, and it's been frustrating as we've seen Congress fight over money. We're seeing people be like, I don't understand why Zika's an issue, Ebola was an issue, and you're seeing more Americans concerned about Ebola over Zika. You have many people not care if it affects pregnant women when they don't realize it affects them too. It can cause neurological disorders, the Zika virus, as well as if they carry Zika, then a mosquito can land on them and go to a pregnant woman. We have found that Zika does cause damage in developing babies. Unfortunately, the Zika can do this invisibly. A woman may not know she's been infected. And she may not know until the baby is born with severe birth defects, or the baby can be born and we don't notice anything visible at birth. They say doctors are now starting to report babies with Zika-linked brain damage that's not immediately visible at birth. The tiny heads, the misshapen microcephaly heads, may not be present. And then there's a child with appearing to be a normal shaped head, and then unfortunately later they start to see birth defects. So they're saying researchers are getting frustrated. And this starts to worry me, okay? You know, when in the media, they start to voice that you have doctors who are frustrated. By the time you hear about it, that means it's bad. Okay, how many of you guys lost your doctor, okay, years ago? And now we're hearing stories that doctors are frustrated with Obamacare, with EHR. Remember last week we were talking about how electronic health records is causing a lot of doctors to quit, right, or to become burned out quicker and less satisfied with your job? And some of you guys are like, well, boo-hoo. And I'm like, no, this is some serious stuff. We knew doctors were getting sick of it years ago. But finally the media talks about it and it's kind of too late. This is what worries me about Zika. We're already hearing that researchers are getting frustrated, okay, and we haven't even started the fight. Okay, if we're hearing about this now, that means it's really, really bad. You see? So, they say, they say, let me see here, I'm sorry about that, we're having some computer issues not pulling up the story. So, you know, obviously we're watching Zika, we're watching what happens with the Olympics. You know, I'm thinking about getting myself tested for Zika. I did go to the Caribbean, I did get bit by a mosquito, a couple mosquitoes, had some big bites. I did feel achy. It's all in my head, I think, you know, because, you know, we've been talking about Zika and I've been covering it on air all the time. But it would be very interesting to know if it's in my blood, especially since I'm working on National Blood Donation Week and National Blood Donation Day. So I'm going to wait to donate till September 10th so it's out of my system, if so. But, I mean, it would be nice to know. I mean, I'm wondering, I'd like to know if I carry it. By the way, speaking of which, looks like National Blood Donation Day is becoming bigger than we thought. And we are very, very excited to be joined not only by United Blood Services, but by American Red Cross and tons of blood banks. What we need is your blood. And if you cannot donate blood, we need you being able to group together with your organization or your company to host a drive. September 4th through September 10th is National Blood Donation Week, even though if you want to host a blood drive or donate blood, do it anytime you like, okay? As we saw with the Orlando shooting victims, the blood that they needed was blood that was donated around Memorial Day and not so much what was done after the shooting. We need the blood, trust me, we need the blood, but we need to have this blood already processed and tested weeks before and ready to go on the shelves. So this is a, you know, year after year ongoing campaign. However, having a national week and a blood donation day seems to kind of unite everybody, and it seems to be pretty exciting. So we're going to have Texas Blood Donation Day, Maine Blood Donation Day, Wyoming Blood Donation Day, Delaware Blood Donation Day, just like Nevada Blood Donation Day. So if you guys can, form. By the way, hosting a blood drive is kind of easy, guys. It's really easy. What you do is you call United Blood Services or American Red Cross or the local blood banks, you know, whether it's LifeStream or Coffee Memorial or LifeServe or One Blood or American Blood Centers, okay? You call them and say, look, we want to host a drive. They help you set it up. They get you a website. You tell everybody to sign up on the website and do their health screen there. And you don't even have to do food. Usually the blood bank is the one that brings all the cookies and the juices. So it doesn't even cost you a dime, okay? It's really easy stuff. If you want to help, please contact us at drdahlia.com, drdahlia.com, or, of course, go to National Blood Donation Day on our Twitter and the State Blood Donation Days. We have State Blood Donation Days. I was working on that all weekend, making Twitter accounts. I think I've only gotten 8 of them up. That's tough. We made the logos. You don't make money doing this. You do this out of the goodness of your heart. But then once you start doing it, you're like, oh, this is a lot of work. So I use my kids to help me make the logo. So we have now logos for all the states. It's pretty cool. It's a little blood drop holding a flag. It's like, dang. Yeah, it's pretty cool. We're hoping to pretty soon have a Red Cross on the show this week, talking about how they do handle crises and what they do. Unfortunately, you're going to see a lot of headlines throughout the summer how Red Cross is very, very scarily low on blood. And so anything you guys could do, we would really help. All right, 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. This was interesting. There was a teenager in the UK who showed up at the hospital's pediatric unit complaining of stomach pain. So she gets an appendectomy. They go in and they take out her appendix. But it turned out to be something else. The doctors weren't completely convinced that the 15-year-old had appendicitis. So they ruled out irritable bowel, ovarian cysts, a bladder infection, even a painful period. She wasn't throwing up, but the blood, urine, and ultrasound levels were not giving them a definite yes. So they took the appendix out because once they cut into the abdomen, people are going to assume the appendix is out, so they take it out so it doesn't still sit there and brew. And I'll tell you guys what it turned out to be. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DALI.
Speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 Listen to what Dave Ryan says about Andro 400.
Andro 400, I really love it. It's amazing to me that I feel so good. I've lost 50 pounds. I was a size 38 waist. I've gone down to a 32 waist. My mood has changed. I don't get stressed out. It gave me so much more energy. Energy to walk. Energy to play sports. Everything is starting to work again. It feels like I'm 25. My wife is happy. I'm so happy. I'm just a completely different man. I'm taking this stuff to the grave with me.
Men, have you lost energy and gained belly fat? Are you feeling stressed out? Fight back with Andro 400, the safe, natural, and inexpensive way to increase your testosterone. For over a decade, Andro 400 has helped men lose belly fat, gain energy, and feel 20 years younger. Go to andro400.com. Andro400.com or call 888-400-0435. 888-400-0435.
I'm Nick Sobolewski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health issue and company and other factors. Not available in all states.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Attention backpackers, on a budget, why spend $80 to $300 to pump clean survival water? Introducing the Viva Water Pump Kit from Viva Outdoor Products. Super easy to use and super lightweight at only 6.5 ounces, the Viva Water Pump Kit provides high flow rate at 1 ounce per stroke, can be one hand pumped, and is dependable and affordable at only $24.99, filter not included. Get your Viva Water Pump Kit at viba-odp.com from Viva Outdoor Products.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Ben, who is working the dials, and big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So we're talking about this teenager in the UK who basically went into the hospital, had her appendix taken out, and the doctors were like, no, that's not her appendix. And so apparently when they looked at the organ, they noticed that the appendix was lily white instead of pink or rat. This is being reported by Fox News. Then they saw a multitude of worms, which they quickly removed with a suction tool. Tests after the surgery confirmed that the worms were the E. vermicularis, or the human pinworm variety, and that the girl never had appendicitis after all. The teen and her family were given medications to fight the parasite. It's highly contagious, not harmful, and she made a full recovery. The British Medical Journal notes that while the presence of pinworms is usually found in people who live in hot, humid climates with subpar sanitation, they say many kids have related pinworm infections. It makes your tushy kind of itchy, you know? Appendicitis is something that scares a lot of us as parents, because our kids have a, our kids get a tummy ache, and they're like, okay, I can't go to school today, Mom, I got a tummy ache. Okay, or I can't go to summer camp, I have a tummy ache. So my immediate thing is, okay, well, I want to make sure that they don't have a bowel obstruction or appendix, or, you know, I always worry that I'm going to blow something off, you know, because, you know, I know so much medicine, and then unfortunately it ends up being something. So, and it's very interesting because my kids started to learn how to lie. So my kids would say, yeah, Mom, I'm having pain over McBurney's Point. McBurney's Point, that's appendicitis. McBurney's Point is basically two-thirds of the way down from a line from your belly button to your upper hip, and so are your pelvic bone. So when you have tenderness there at that lower third, that's around McBurney's Point. So my kids got really good with that. I'm like, McBurney's Point, my foot, you're going to school. And by the way, it's on the left. You know, so like my kid would say, oh, I'm having, appendicitis, and it's on the left. I'm like, get your tissue to school. So anyway, and, you know, one thing we were talking about prior to the break, let's say you go into the hospital. Many of you have asked, why would they take out a healthy appendix? You hear this all the time. What I was taught in school is, okay, if you, let's say, have abdominal surgery, okay, and you have a scar on the abdomen near the appendix, and the appendix had been fine the whole time, and they decide to close it up, most doctors will assume the appendix was taken out. This is kind of a very interesting unspoken rule. If you have a scar over your right lower appendix, okay, it is going to be assumed that your appendix is out. If your appendix, now I know some of you are like, well, it could have been a gynecological surgery, etc. A lot of gynecological surgeries are lower. They don't, even ovarian cyst surgeries will be lower. Very few surgeries will be done right there where McBurney's Point is. So if you see a scar in the right lower quadrant, you assume somebody had his gallbladder taken out. And I don't. I'll still assume that there could be something else going on, or a cecal diverticulitis if somebody has abdominal pain where the right side of their colon could be hurting. But we do that because let's say you're unconscious and you're having pain and you're having an infection, etc. And you're going through sepsis. And we can't ask you if the appendix was taken out or not. Okay? If your appendix is still there and you have a scar, then the doctor's going to be like, okay, well, he still has an appendix. Now, this may not be as relevant today, now that we have CAT scans, etc. But in the olden days, do you have the appendix or not? Okay, and the scar would basically tell everybody the appendix was taken out. So if you go in for some other surgery, and it had gone, and they go, and they, or you had gone in for a presumable appendicitis, and they go, oh, you know what? The appendix looks fine. It's not that. They'll take out the appendix anyway. This way, it can't act up later, and this way, there's no confusion if, God forbid, you are actually having abdominal pain, because an appendix that blows and ruptures could be very deadly because it causes bowel seeding into the abdominal cavity. And that can make you very, very sick. So with her, that's what happened. She had a healthy appendix taken out. Now, many of you say, well, who gives a damn? Appendixes don't really do nothing. They actually do. I read that the appendix, and I've talked about this on my show before, that the purpose of the appendix is to house zillions and zillions of bacteria. You need healthy bacteria in your bowels to live. And so the tube of the appendix houses a lot of these bacteria, so it squirts it back into the system. And where is your appendix? It's at the top of the colon. No, you're not top in the beginning of the colon, in the right. So the appendix is very, very important to help, even though it's in the lower part of the abdomen, it's kind of in the top part of the colon. You have the ascending, then you have the transverse, which goes across the abdomen, then you have the descending going down on the left, you've got the sigmoid colon, and then down into the rectum, and then out into the open air, like that. So it's I really think that that's what the appendix is. The appendix is basically a holding cell for bacteria. And so when you do have it removed, you could still live a very long and wonderful life. You could be fine. And you just have to make sure you're still keeping your bowel bacteria up. This isn't something that I don't think has been officially published and recommended for people that have appendixes taken out, but it would be nice to study and look at if they have bowel issues or if they have obesity or things like that. You know, people with it's not a useless appendage. Nothing in nature is useless. This was interesting. They say a young boy had suffered from as many as 20 daily twitches in his face. Now, many people would diagnose him with Tourette syndrome, where you have multiple tics, but it actually was a parasite that infected his brain. Zhao Fei, 10 years old, of East China's Jianghui province, complained about the twitch to a teacher who brought him to a local hospital, who deemed his condition serious enough to transfer him to a bigger hospital. He was diagnosed with a parasitic infection and given anti-parasitic drugs for 3 weeks until his symptoms improved and he was allowed to return home. Unfortunately, his condition worsened. So the mom took him to Guangdong 999 Brain Hospital in South China's Guangdong province, where Dr. Wu Ji discovered the parasitic worm made its way to his brain. Apparently, they think it was because of some of the unboiled and unsanitary water often drunk in rural villages, and these parasites can be found in uncooked meat. The surgeons did remove the worm, and the boy is now expected to make a full recovery. These things scare me. When bugs climb, worms or parasites like amoeba go up to the brain, that scares the living daylights out of me. You know, these amoeba histolyticas or these Naegleria fowleris amoebas that go up into the nose when you swim in warm fresh water because it lies there in the silt down below and then it gets up in your nose and then it climbs into the brain and they're usually fatal. That scares me. Now, mind you, you know, you have tons of people swimming in lakes and rivers and they don't get it. But when you hear that case, it scares you so badly. In Spain, they're kind of scared because they have recorded the first case of sexually transmitted Zika virus. Spain has recorded its first known case of Zika virus being spread sexually transmitted after a woman contracted it from her partner after he returned from a Latin America country, according to health authorities in Madrid. The mosquito-borne Zika virus has been linked, obviously, to thousands of cases of microcephaly, birth defects, as we talked about in Brazil. The woman's partner had been diagnosed with Zika shortly after returning home from an unspecified country in Latin America in late April or early May, a spokesman for the Madrid Health Authority said. The woman, who is from Madrid, contracted it after he returned. Spanish media reported that the woman is not pregnant. Before the announcement of the new case, Spain had 158 known cases of Zika infections at last count, all of which resulted from traveling overseas. Sexually transmitted Zika may be what ends up bringing America down with this Zika epidemic. This is why we are watching it so closely. We know that Zika could live in blood, semen, and urine for an extended period of time. And if you live in an area, like, you know, Vegas, for me, it's pretty hot and dry. So we're not super worried about mosquitoes here, like, you know, they are in Florida and Georgia and Alabama. But a big concern is people going down to Rio for the Olympics or going to Mexico or going to the Caribbean like I did, you know, for a holiday and then coming back and then having sex and then giving it to somebody else or going to a mosquito area where a mosquito bites you and then transmits it to your neighbor who is expecting to have a baby and then unfortunately it, you know, becomes an issue. So, you know, when it comes to Zika, the more we learn about it, the less we know. You know, and West Nile virus has been in the news. An Arizona man is paralyzed after getting West Nile virus from a bug bite. He is paralyzed from the waist down. He's a Phoenix man who got a mosquito bite in his garage, and Phoenix is dry heat also. A few days later, he got sick. At first, it seemed like it was just the flu, so he went to the urgent care. The doctors told him he probably had a sinus infection and sent him home with some medications. But then when he woke up the next morning, his legs did not work. He said, just like sacks, like no movement. Doctors at the hospital did some tests and found that he was having a rare reaction to West Nile. 70% of people infected with this have no symptoms, but 20% could have serious fever, vomiting, etc. We hope he gets full use of his legs, but doctors do not know at this time. 1-877-DOCADOLLY. We'll be right back.
do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or
serious,
you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
What are you listening to? Have you tried the Dr. Dahlia 24/7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3713. No apps, no data, no internet needed, and no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes. Call now, 605-477-3713. Now you can listen to Dr. Dahlia when you want. Bookmark the Dr. Dahlia 24/7 listen line number today, 605-477-3713. Got it? Call 605-477-3713.
In the 1950s, Dr. Joanna Budwig had a 90% success rate curing people of cancer using fresh-pressed flax oil and cottage cheese. The combination of dairy protein with unoxidized flax oil was able to restore oxygen transfer. It is now well known the cells of our bodies require unoxidized omega-3 and 6 seed oils to both attract and absorb oxygen. For the first time, there are seed oils with virtually zero oxidation, even after 1 year at room temperature. All other, quote, cold-pressed seed oils are structurally damaged and significantly oxidized by the time you consume them. Andrea's seed oils retain the correct shape, electron content, and information that is quickly communicated to all the cells in your body. By taking these sacred seed oils, your whole body will begin to use oxygen as the Creator designed it. Now combine this with our Life Force Enhanced One World Whey Protein, and you have a winning combination to confer energy and health like never before. Call 888-988-3325 or visit sacredseedoils.com. That's sacredseedoils.com.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using a computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home or business or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
1682. All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, well, this is an interesting email, and it's very, very similar to one I got a few weeks ago. Apparently, we have a family where the dad was recently widowed, and he's dating somebody new. And in terms of the speed at which the person is dating, it's progressing pretty quickly. So it's a long email. I'm not going to read through the whole thing, but basically the gist of it is they're concerned that the person dating the father is interested in his money. And if that's the case, they don't know if they should stop it. How can they tell? How do you do a background check? If it would even find, you know, something if somebody's not a criminal. So this is very, very interesting. Okay, one thing that I found with the email, one thing that flagged my attention was they said that they were talking about marriage already. That's a little concerning. A lot of older people, and mind you, I know that you know, back in the olden days, that's what you did. You got married, and that was, you know, that was the way to do things. But you know, I know I'm a girl, but you know, most men, and I hate to say this, you know, they're really not usually thinking about marriage right away. So that is a little concerning if somebody is talking marriage this quickly. But then another way to look at this also is, okay, you have a elderly parent, all right, and you're concerned that the engagement period or the courting period is going too quick. You're being, you know, a good family, daughter, son, etc. But, you know, if you have a relative who's 75, okay, how many years do you think they are going to want to do an engagement? I mean, you know, we have to understand, you know, somebody who's a senior, okay, you know, I mean, you know, when we were in our 20s, okay, yeah, you know, we'll date for a couple years, and then we'll have a couple year engagement, and then we'll spend a year planning the wedding. And I mean, we have all the time in the world when we're young. Not the case when you're older. So I'm not too shocked by any means that, you know, your father would want to kind of, you know, move things along a little quicker, especially if, you know, he's in his 70s. I mean, there's really not a lot of reason to wait unless you want to kind of check out the situation. There was a Modern Family, we talked about this, there was a Modern Family episode where the dad recently became a widower, and so all the women in the neighborhood were trying to date him. And so, of course, the family was concerned about, you know, are they going to try and go after his money, you know, et cetera. And they made a funny, but, it, you know, that is kind of concerning. And, you know, and I've seen that with many of our friends who have elderly parents, and they are very, very concerned about the money, because there are people out there that, you know, can screw over your mom or dad. And also, it's the kid's money later. You know, and so, I mean, don't feel bad worrying about your future inheritance. I know it seems a little selfish at first, but, you know, if I'm going to be honest, that is a concern. You don't want to see somebody else squander your future money away. It's a very difficult conversation to have, but your mother or father, if they have money, see, I came from a family where nobody had nothing. So, I mean, there was never a will or an inheritance, so that was, but there's a lot of families out there where actually the parents or the grandparents did well, and you would get an inheritance, and I mean, I could never imagine what that could look like, and how much money that could be, and, you know, wow, depending, that could be exciting. And for maybe some of you, that's in your plan, that's in your financial plan, that there's going to be an inheritance at some point that you could rely on. You know, maybe every kid gets $50,000 a piece or something. I mean, that's a lot of dough. And so, you know, don't feel bad if that's a motivating factor for you to be concerned about the money. And hopefully you project those feelings, or you translate those feelings into protecting your father or mother against somebody who could hurt them. However, if they are trying to enjoy their life, if they are trying to be in a relationship and they are, you know, living their next chapter that unfortunately doesn't include your mom or dad anymore, and they have somebody new and they are enjoying life and they want a partner, you know, and an older, remember, you know, people who are 60, 70, okay, so then they got married back in the 60s, okay, so your 50s and 60s, you know, couples who courted, et cetera, it was till death do you part. You want somebody that's going to be there. You know, what is your mom and dad or dad thinking when they're dating in their 70s? Is it that they want sex? Maybe. Is it that they want to make sure they're not alone? Many people do not want to be in the house alone if something goes wrong. Time and time again, we've heard that if you have a heart attack, it's really good if you're married. Somebody's there that could call 911. It's very, very scary to think that you're going to be alone when something happens to you. So maybe they really, really want somebody there with them. You know, and many of you will say, well, we'll get them a nurse. That's not the same. You know, honestly, do you want to live with a stranger? Or do you want to live with somebody that makes you feel good? You know, and your parents have every right to want to enjoy life. And, you know, you could honor the memory of the lost spouse. We've talked about this many times on the show. But, you know, they are allowed to enjoy life. If they want to travel, if they want to date, you know, but what do you do when it comes to the money and how can you tell? Well, a background check always helps. Okay? Finding out if they have, you know, some financial security. And, you know, you could always recommend a prenup. If your father or mother wants to get married and the new boyfriend or new girlfriend, you know, is coming, you know, bring up prenup. And an older person, you know, will completely understand and will, I mean, and if they decide to walk, oh, you don't trust me, they should understand in this day and age, you know, why that's a concern. And they should be okay with it. And I know a lot of people are like, no, if you bring up prenup, that means there's no trust. You know, the thing is, you know, you're an older individual, you have a lot of money, and you can blame it on the kids. They, you know, very easy. If you're dating somebody and your kids are like, I don't want my inheritance blown by somebody who's trying to screw you over or marry you and then take the money, then you could say, look, okay, I love you, honey. I want to spend the rest of my life with you, but my kids will only endorse this as long as there is a prenup. And so, hope you don't mind. And if they go, oh, hell to the no, I'm out of here, then you know what you're dealing with. And I would probably say, you know, bring that concept up sooner than later if marriage is coming up. But if they're like, I just want to be with you, I really couldn't care less about the money, I'll sign whatever, then you know what you have. So that's, you know, my husband never had me sign a prenup. I didn't really own anything. And he, you know, his family had some money, but nothing, you know, to prenup. And yeah, that was funny. But if he would have asked me to sign a prenup, I would have probably said fine because, you know, I was going to medical school and I was thinking, okay, well, you know, that's great because I mean, I'm probably going to be able to take care of myself. I come from a family where the women were dumped many, many times, and if they didn't know how to survive and, you know, hold their own job and hold their own, they would have had issues. So for me, I would have personally signed a prenup. I've thought about that. You know, if my husband ever dumped me and I met, let's say, Michael Fassbender, right, you know, or Channing Tatum goes, you know, Dr. Dahlia, you're really hot. I'm like, yeah, I am. And they, you know, I'm looking for, you know, you look like you know, sold some good, you know, fertile eggs. You know, I want you to make, you know, my babies. And I'd be like, oh, Michael Fassbender or Channing Tatum, of course, absolutely, I'll make both your babies. Absolutely, kept me in. Or that Tarzan guy. Absolutely. But I want to need you to sign a prenup. I would probably say no. I would say no, because, you know, you make a lot of money. And babies are a lot of money. If I wasn't having their children, I would sign the prenup. So that's my thinking. So I know a lot of you guys are right now contacting your lawyers. I'm still married. Okay, I'm still married. I really appreciate the proposition, but I'm still married. But if my husband ever left me, I already have a plan on who I would prenup and who I wouldn't. Viggo Mortensen, I would sign whatever he wanted because I just love Viggo Mortensen. He's so sexy. 1-877-DOC-DALY. Don't go away.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day.
Visit the Berkey Guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey Guy.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Here's Dr. Paul Meyer, Christian psychiatrist, author of 85 books, and founder of the national chain Meyer Clinics, to tell you about To Your Health liquid vitamins.
I've been taking these every day for over a decade now, and I try to encourage every one of my clients to take them every day. And there's a number of reasons. First of all, it's the best vitamin you can get. It's got dozens of vitamins, antioxidants, and nutrients in it. And then the most important reason why I do it as a psychiatrist and recommend it to my patients is because it's got brain food in it. It's got the essential amino acids. It's got tryptophan, phenylalanine, tyrosine, choline, vitamin B6, and these chemicals that are all natural from food turn into the brain chemicals that make you happy.
To Your Health is delicious. Find out more today. Call us 800-801-3459 or visit online at mytoyourhealth.com. Use the coupon code RADIO15 for a 15% discount on your order. That's mytoyourhealth.com.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IBC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IBC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IBC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
All right, guys, we are are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, well, I hope everybody had a great 4th of July weekend. Unfortunately, it was not without its casualties. Or I don't want to say casualties, but unfortunately not without its... Well, what's the word for it when somebody hurts themselves? Okay, yeah, well, yeah. Fortunately, a 15-year-old Texas boy suffered horrific injuries when a homemade sparkler bomb made of 180 sparklers exploded on him Saturday. Metal shards from the device, made of the popular children's toys wrapped in electrical tape, injured the boy Rowdy Radford and his best friend when they tried to light the massive sparkler bomb behind the Sargent home of Rowdy's aunt, his family members told KHOU-TV. They say the friend was not seriously injured, yet doctors at Children's Memorial Hermann Hospital in nearby Houston have removed Rowdy's left leg below the knee and estimated he has a 50% chance of losing his eyesight. He was in the hospital's intensive care unit Monday. They say it's really hard to see your baby go through all this. I just want the parents to know, don't let your kids play with fireworks. It's not worth it. It really ain't, according to Wendy Smith, told the TV station. It hurts because I did not want, I want to see my kid talk to me, and he's not because he can't. It's really tough. So YouTube has many videos displaying how sparkler bombs are capable of destroying trees, washing machines, and even cars. Rowdy enjoys scaring his family members each year around 4th of July with firecrackers he likes to call his booms. And so apparently it included many more sparklers than he normally uses, and the device exploded right when he bent down to try to light the wick he had made. She said if you knew Rowdy and how wonderful a child he was, you wouldn't want nobody to go through this. Protect your children. Anything can happen. The explosion blew off several of his fingers, severely burning his hands, injured his right leg. There is a GoFundMe page. The doctors who performed an operation on his eyes are not sure if he will ever see again. It showed a photo of him breathing through a respirator with his eyes covered in burn marks all over the face and upper body. So far, the page has raised over $1,700 today. And, you know, or as of, actually, as of this morning, you know, this just, you know, blows my mind, unfortunately, when, you know, you see, you know, kids just trying to, you know, enjoy. You know, we did some sparklers. We had, we like to support the local fraternities when they sell fireworks. So AEPI was selling some fireworks, so we bought a set. They're kind of expensive, by the way. Anyway. So we went to a house to watch fireworks, and we decided to let the kids light fireworks. We hadn't done that in a very long time because we usually travel around this time of year. So we came back, and we had the kids, and we had a little blowtorch that would light them up. And, you know, originally, you know, my husband was like, all right, you know, kids, go ahead, light them. I was like, oh, no, only grown-ups light them. Of course, the kids were mad. See, I am always the bad guy. Okay, so the kids are like, what? Wait, what? Oh, mom sucks. So the kids are all mad at me. He's like, wait. I'm like, quiet. Okay, only the dads do that. Although I did it once, it was really fun. And I mean, there's unpredictability. And you know, one of my brother's stepkids or nephew, I should say, I'm sorry, step nephew, lost the cornea of his eye because one of the sparklers, you know, it was a legal firework. It was a legal firework that was out on the street. It bounced, hit the eye. And in fact, I got something in my eye yesterday. Okay, it wasn't luckily on fire, but I was watching, and it just unpredictability went. And I don't know if it was. It wasn't dust. It felt bigger than that. There was a little piece of something that got into the eye, and thank God it wasn't on fire, but I could have lost a cornea last night, too. I mean, it's scary. Cornea is the outer layer of the eye. So I believe the boy had tried to get a cornea transplant, couldn't, and so unfortunately, you know, lost sight in one of his eyes. So we don't mess around, you know, when it comes to that. So, you know, it's a shame. All right, the 1-877-DOC-DALLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. They say practice surgeries go virtual at Chicago Medical Center. They say here, Rush University Medical Center in Chicago is adopting virtual reality technology to train its obstetrics and gynecology residents in surgical techniques. They say the technology will allow Rush to do away with practice operations on pigs, according to Chicago Sun-Times. As a result, People for the Ethical Treatment of Animals agreed to cover half of the $12,000 cost of the training module. The system will allow the 24 residents to practice using a joystick or surgical tools while they see what a virtual patient through a screen. Students will practice common procedures on the uterus, ovaries, and fallopian tubes. They say surgery is no different than learning how to play an instrument or a sport. The more you practice you have, the better you get. That's true. So the module is scheduled to be in place in August. Fourth-year resident Michelle Beck said the software will allow her to become proficient in a variety of surgical concepts. We'll be able to practice everything from basic concepts to full surgeries and receive feedback in real time. The system scores competency, how effective your movement was, how long it took you to complete the task, and then it gives you a percentage. Now, this is absolutely way cool. You know, it's interesting. There's been some debate. Okay, I teach at Toro University, Nevada, and, you know, I love the students, and I loved being a medical student. I know it was kind of rough, and there were some rough times and some long 36-plus-hour shifts, but I got to tell you, I loved it. And there's been a little controversy because some of the newer medical schools opening up around the country are not going to be using regular cadavers. They are going to be using computerized technology. And I see pros and cons with that. You know, con is, you know, you kind of want to learn the way your ancestors learned, you know? Not that there's anybody who was a doctor in the family, I'm the first one. But you know it's very interesting to know that you are doing the same gross anatomy dissections that were done back in the 1800s. I mean, I like having that culture that I love having that. Okay, but then on the flip side, there's a lot of things that I probably missed. And having a computer on top of you going, all right, well, you dissected the saphenous vein, but you forgot about, you know, that could be pretty cool. And being able to see things in 3D or, you know, these images and being able to, you know, practice. Because, you know, one thing, too, that we need to practice on is on live people and suturing up a bleeding artery. You know, how do you clamp the artery? How do you suture it? How do you make sure you can, you know, maintain hemostasis? You know, right now, when I was in training, you could only do that on a real live person. If they could be practicing, however, on a computer prior to a real person, that's pretty cool. So I'm excited about this. Power to them. I think it's fascinating. And you know, I know it scares you guys. You know, who are training who are training the doctors? Who are the doctors training on? And I know I make fun of, you know, the way I was, you know, as a student. I really wasn't stupid, okay? I mean, I was a pretty smart one. By the way, speaking of, I was smart at some points. Very, very interested. The British Medical Association members voted 58% to 42% against the deal on junior doctors, where ministers are preparing to impose a contract on junior doctors, which are residents in England, after the profession rejected the deal that had been agreed upon between union negotiators and the government. BMA leaders have urged members to accept the terms, which were announced in May after talks with the government resumed following 6 strikes. Very scary when you have your junior residents strike and there's not enough doctors in the area. They say, and for anybody to say, look, you know, socialized medicine works, look at England, I don't know. England's having their issues. Officials are now assessing the government's legal position, but with an equality impact assessment already carried out, that has to be, I guess, a formality. So, you know, we're going to talk more about what this is, but they say much of the 55,000 strong junior doctor workforce are due to be moved on to a new contract that will point them onward. My guess is there's going to be some provisions there for weekend work, money, etc. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877, Doc Deli.
This is a warning to all household pests, to all cockroaches, spiders, ants, rodents, and other pests.
If you've just made yourself at home in someone else's home, you'd better hope the owners never hear about Terminix. Because Terminix has the know-how and the means to do whatever it takes to remove you from that home. Terminix has over 85 years of experience exterminating invaders like you. And right now, they're making it easier than ever for homes to be protected by offering a free pest estimate to every caller at 1-800-676-1468. Cockroaches, spiders, ants, rodents, and other pests. This is your eviction notice. With one call, Terminix will remove you from the home you've invaded. If you think you can simply come back later, think again. Terminix will protect that home with a 100% satisfaction money-back guarantee so you can never return. Warning, homeowners are calling Terminix right now for a free pest estimate at 1-800-676-1468. 1-800-676-1468.
Limitations apply. See plan for details.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.